The Gerbers.
Nice.
What's up, dude? How was your weekend, Matthew?
Chilling, man. What did I do? Saw BP.
Oh, you saw Black Panther?
Yeah, saw Black Panther, yeah.
Oh, that must have been so powerful.
Historic, dude. It was nice.
Was it historic?
Yeah, well, dude, I'm telling you, you go in there and it was just like dudes taking pictures of the marquee and it was like people were fucking stoked.
Yeah, it's like Jackie Robinson, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King,
it was
Marvel comic book movie.
Yeah, it was up there, dude.
God,
it was
up there. People are reaching so hard to be part of a civil rights movement right now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But the movie was literally, there was maybe me and one other white dude in there. And we were in Cherry Hill, too.
Yeah.
So, because everyone's like, where'd you see the movie? I saw it in like North Philly. It was crazy. Yeah, it's like, I was in Cherry Hill and I was like the only white dude in there.
Well, that's because white people are
respecting
the culture right now. And you got to understand, as a white person, and I assume our listener is white,
mm-hmm.
Don't go see Black Panther yet. Let them have this.
You got to go.
You got to show respect to their culture and maybe wait a week.
You got
to
go right now. It's all sold out, dude.
The last thing they need is more colonists in that theater.
Dude, you got
to
go.
In that white-run
theater. You have to go
theater.
Watch it.
No. Don't see Black Panther.
You got to see it, dude.
All right. How's it going? Doing good?
It's good.
Nice. I went to go see it, but it was sold out till like Thursday.
Everywhere. Well, it's like all the other stuff. It's good. You watch it. It's cool. And then it's like it taps into that, like the current movement of being like calling white dudes colonists and being like the white guy tries to speak and they're like, woof, woof, woof. And like, they don't let him speak.
Wait, they bark at him?
Yeah. And like, they like, do like, hilarious. It's really weird. And then like.
Well, they got that right. That's kind of realistic.
But you watch
I walk
it.
Outside. I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm like, all right.
Well, you watch it and it's just kind of like, you see the thing, and then you try to explain it to someone who's not white and they're, or like, maybe they are white and they're like, what are you talking about? No. But I'm like, dude, there's something weird. And they're like, well, that's how it felt for us. And it's like, I guess, man, I don't know. It just feels like a weird thing to do. And everyone's like, that's the point of the movie. It's like supposed to make you feel
No, it's supposed to be a fucking comic book movie.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
I've been trying to sell that at shows. What? I did an all black show last week.
And you can't,
I was like,
I was like,
hey guys, you know Black Panther's gonna fucking suck, right?
No.
And they
dude.
Were like, what? And I was like, dude, unless you're a little kid or you have half a brain, it's a fucking comic book movie. You're an adult.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that it's a mainstream movie. And it's like an all-black cast. So it's like a milestone
dude,
in that.
Black Iron Man has to be sitting there like, what the fuck, guys?
There's no Black Iron Man. Where?
Fucking Don Cheadle.
Oh, yeah. He's like Iron Man's fucking helper, dude.
That's all right. He made up 10% of the Iron Man franchise, accurately.
You would have think he'd make an appearance in there, though.
Also, if I were black, I would have celebrated Django a lot harder than I celebrated Black Panther.
What was Django? Oh, did Django?
Django Unchained?
Yeah, but this was black cast, black director.
White production company, white
Marvel.
White owner.
Yeah,
fucking,
Stanley.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I get why people are stoked
off
it. That's the weirdest thing, too. That was the thing I was trying to figure out. I'm like, is this just like kind of clickbait? Where
it
like it's not even made like when everyone's like, oh, that's the design, it's made, it's like, or is it just made for people to talk about and write on the internet and get outraged about? And it's like, that's my whole thing with all
who's
this stuff.
Getting outraged about it,
dude. There's a lot of bad movie reviews who are like, fuck this movie's bullshit,
man, it
blah blah
sucked.
It's a comic book movie, so it's like, it sucks on the level of like, if you don't like comic book movies, it's
like, again, I said, it's like, go if you want to see Black Panther, just watch any Spider-Man movie and just mm-hmm. listen to Kendrick Lamar while you watch it.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking movie.
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that.
It's like,
it was
it's
like,
gonna
it
be
was,
CGI garbage with Kendrick Lamar playing.
It was the most, it was like the most, the plot was the most like intricate it's been from, which usually they're very linear where it's like,
yeah.
Dude, something bad happens, comes back. They had like a anti-hero thing going on with Michael B.
Nice.
With Nick Cannon, dude.
That's sick.
I thought that was Nick Cannon for like 6 months.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man with Kendrick Lamar, and you got to sit next to a guy from Trenton, New Jersey, in a fucking dashiki.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's my take on it.
It was so weird. It's such a weird. I don't know. I can't even like. I thought about it a lot because I was like, I left and I watched it and I was like, God, that's so fucking annoying. And then if you tell people that, they're like, well, that's that you can't handle it. And it's like, I don't really care. There just seems like there's something really weird going on.
There is. There's something off. There's something bad about it. It's
but
just
then,
like the same thing with Get Out. Except I bet this is worse, a way worse movie than Get Out.
Well, they're impossible for me to watch because I analyze them. I sit there and I'm like watching it like, the fuck's going on? I'm like the white version of the dude from Do the Right Thing who's wearing like the Africa Fish shirt, and they're like, dude, shut the fuck up with this bullshit. I'm like, no, you gotta watch it. Look. But
clickbait was the perfect example.
Yeah.
Black Panther is clickbait in just movie form.
Yeah, well, it is for certain people. Then if you're black, you're just like, fuck yeah, dude, finally a Marvel movie. Like, if you and I were the world, and like every movie was like Matt McCusker, and they made the Shane Gillis movie, you'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go. We're going to watch this. That's I get that. That's the problem. There's too many groups with different things going into it. Like, for white people, when I'm talking to a white guy, I'm like, oh my God, this is the best movie I ever saw, I'm just kind of like, was it, bro?
Yeah.
Then no, if you're like, if I'm talking like a black dude who was like, I was so excited for Black Panther, I'm like, you probably were fucking stoked and you probably really enjoyed it. If it was all Madea movies forever and one day it was just like white dude movie, you'd be like, yo, bring the fucking kids. There's a white guy movie. We're fucking seeing this thing. That part I do get.
I don't think it is only, oh, I guess if you're a comic book fan, sure.
Exactly. Like, but Marvel.
There's definitely black movies.
Not like mainstream though, because I kept trying to think of like mainstream Madea.
Training Day?
That's not a black movie. This Denzel is the black dude.
There's a lot of fucking black people in that.
Yeah, but it's not a black movie, though.
There's like movies Madea, with black people.
Have you ever watched a Madea movie?
Yeah, of course.
That's a black movie. Training Day was just Training Day. I mean, Denzel's the main point. But
Gervin, you're making the right choice of sitting this out.
What do you think?
We'll get to you in a second.
What do you think? If you went to Madea or Training Day, there's a different vibe when you go in.
I'm not saying like there's Baby not a Boy, vibe.
Baby Boy was a black movie.
Baby Boy was a black movie. I don't know. I just, the idea of separating us into these groups constantly
weirds
me out.
That's weird.
And being like, that's a black movie, that's a white movie. It's like, how about they're just fucking movies?
Madea is a black movie, though.
Madea is a black movie, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But no, it's weird. That's the weirdest thing. Like, I really, the weirdest part about it to where it's like, well, this is important, finally, but it's like movies are decided by the market. It's like these guys who are filming these aren't like, we need to make a change. They're like, how much money can I make? When these things start making lots of money, then it's like, but people are paying for the tickets, but it's like, why, dude?
Yeah.
There's a weird, like, white masochistic element to where it's like, give me my punishment, I'll sit through Black Panther, and it's like, it's weird, man. The whole thing makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
But like last night I was talking to two black ladies about this, and they were like, fuck you, boo-hoo, fuck off. And I was just like, you guys don't understand.
Well, maybe they don't.
Exactly, because it was super...
Just because they're black doesn't mean they're not allowed to be fucking dumb.
What do you mean?
Like, you're allowed to be like, oh yeah, you guys just don't understand what's happening right now.
Yeah. Wait, what
and
do you mean?
And people, like, put kid gloves on, and they're like, well, maybe it's just because it's their black experience, and this is really fun for them. Or it's like, maybe they're kind of fucking dumb, and they're acting like a fucking cartoon is a civil rights movement.
Yeah, but I honestly get that part of it. That part I do understand, to where it's like, if you're a Marvel person and it's just like, now they're making a black...
If you're a Marvel person, yes.
Yeah. Even if you're just like, this is going to be sick, dude. They're going to make a mainstream Hollywood production that they spent so much fucking money on this movie.
Yeah.
And it shattered box office records.
Yeah, because people don't really care about... Like, it's not like we need white people in a fucking cartoon. Comic book movie.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, why would that shatter records? Like, because the market's the thing that this is feeding. It's all just numbers, and it's like, why the fuck is that selling so many tickets? Because, like you said, like, it's Iron Man did okay, but this Black Panther just like blew the shit out of the water.
Well, it's because black people were required to see it culturally.
Yeah.
So you have every single black person in America that had to go see Black Panther.
Yeah.
And then white people that also feel obligated culturally.
Go watch it.
You have to go see
it. It's one of those movies where people like, I've had like so many people ask me, like, you see Black Panther? I'm like, yeah, sell it. But if you're like, nah. Like I talked to my friend the other day, and he was like, he was this black dude. He felt bad because he bootlegged it. He was like, my friend was like, man, you're going to bootleg Black Panther, bro? And he's like, I'll go get a ticket. But yeah, I just want to watch it in the house.
Nah, fucking bootleg it.
Well, that was the funny part. There is something really culturally like, it is like almost like sacrilegious to like bootleg it or not see it. Because there's a thing where like, you're like, oh man, you're like supporting, you know, but yeah, again, you're really supporting like some Hollywood finance.
Supporting some fucking Weinstein at the top.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's who you're supporting.
Well, I think it is a Weinstein picture.
Probably.
No, that'd be
I mean, it's one of them.
If that came out, that would be the ultimate. If they're like, well, it was actually so Harvey.
If Harvey Weinstein made the most money off that.
Well, that's the weirdest, right, to me now, or to me now, that's the weirdest thing of like, so you have like the liberal tract of being like, this is the most powerful, this is the best movie. Then you have people just kind of like hoping like, I hope this movie fucking sucks. Just
I
so
hope
people
it sucked.
Exactly. So it's weird to think like, so there's two people trying to have something that's like, this is their own reality. And every day they're trying to like see little things like, yes, I'm right. Yes, this is that. Yeah. And they're like, it's just weird.
Yeah. I mean,
because you have people be like, that was the best movie I ever saw. And it's like, okay.
Sure.
I guess it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not, it's just, fuck, it's bizarre.
It's not the best movie. I guarantee it. It's a fucking comic book
It's a
movie.
Good, for a Marvel movie, they spent so much money and they did a good job Marvel-wise. But
I hate the CGI in those comic book movies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just, it sucks. Yeah. I don't like it. So then when I hear people put this pressure on it that it's going to be the greatest movie ever and that it's going to be this like landmark, it's just not.
Well, I'm just like, because this
We're
whole
forcing that
it's building,
everything.
But it's building. So it was like, Get Out. That was like, holy shit, this was awesome. They're doing
Which
all these.
It wasn't awesome.
I know, but they're going to keep building the momentum of this thing. Yeah, of course. And this whole thing's going to end with one black dude being like, that was all right. And then they'll be like, fuck. And then they'll just lose a bunch of movies in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Because how many times can you replicate the whole thing is like Get Out was just like black people are treated badly, wake up. Black Panther was like something similar to that, but with Marvel behind it. And it's like, I keep wondering like, when's people going to be like, all right, I've seen this movie. I get it. Enough.
Apparently it's not going to happen.
It will, but dude,
I mean,
it's
Detroit. That movie Detroit fucking bombed.
What was that?
That was about like a bunch of cops killing black people in Detroit.
Oh,
and
that
then,
didn't
like,
do
race
too
riots
well.
Or something.
That didn't do too well.
Yeah, no one fucking saw that.
That must suck if you're, like, racially divisive
really
movie
suck.
Bombs. You're like, damn it.
Yeah, that's like damn being a Muslim comic now and not getting fucking famous.
Yeah.
Man, I must actually suck.
Yeah. That's tough. I didn't ever thought about the flops.
Yeah, also, I've been saying this for a while, and I'm excited for it, is when the wave of whatever this PC fucking civil rights movement we're all on,
mm-hmm.
when that fucking dies down, but the movies are always like a year and a half behind the culture, like from when they start making them
oh
to when
my
they
God.
Come out.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait for the wave to crash and then have another fucking Detroit come out.
Well, that's
and everyone just be like, what the fuck is this?
That's what I told my girlfriend. I'm like, dude, like I'm not being a hater, but I was like, we'll watch this movie 5 to 10 years from now and be like, ew. Like, you know,
sure.
You watch some movies now and you're like, ew. You're going to watch. Yeah, I was dying, but you're going to watch. I was like, in 10 years, we'll watch this movie and be like, this is kind of
like,
weird.
Man, it's weird they keep calling the white guy a colonist.
Yeah, that was hilarious. It was funny because I was arguing with my friend. I was like, my family's from Ireland. We didn't colonize anyone.
Yeah, I just.
I was mad. I was mad when I was watching it. And like the white character the whole time, they're like, I definitely got triggered when they were like, you don't speak enough. And the whole time he'd be like, all right. And like. The whole theater would laugh, and I just sat there like,
well, yeah.
I got so mad, dude.
You should
dude.
Be. You should
that's,
be.
That's what I was
it's,
saying.
It's wrong to do that.
Exactly, yeah. But then, yeah, then the whole
and
thing is like.
What fucking movie did you watch where the white characters were like, hey, Blackie, shut up? I haven't seen one like that.
But the thing is with that, the reservoir is so deep, you can just instantly be like, remember Blackface? And you're like, yeah, shit.
Right. But Blackface, when the fuck was that?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But even, like, there was movies. You could say, like, every movie in the 90s, not every, but most commercial hits with a black dude was just, like a smoky or, like, a cracked-out dude from, like, that happened in a lot of movies.
Like what? Like I mean, cracked-out black dude was in a movie?
Or, like, criminals. Like, I get, like, now we use the Russians as criminals in movies.
We've been using the Russians as criminals
We've been using
for
the Russians.
A long time.
But if you go
dude,
back,
too much,
if
dude.
You were a black dude and you were putting the same,
that.
So right now my white guy, like, the white guy eyes I'm putting on movies of, like, the white conspiracy.
Yeah.
If you're a black dude, I'm sure you could be, if you were putting those glasses on in the 90s, you could be like, oh, this movie, that. I'm not, I don't
probably,
look out for
probably,
it.
Probably.
That I'll give. I'm like, I'm sure you could be like, well, here's this.
Yeah.
So now it's the tables have turned, dude. Now,
yeah, but it's like if that was wrong then, it's wrong now.
Exactly. And the response to that is boo-hoo. And it's like, all right,
it's
fucking,
like, all right,
whatever,
you
man.
Dude, you better watch it. You're pushing white dudes.
That's what I'm trying to – I try to warn people nicely. I'm like, dude, this is a hornet's nest you don't want to hit. And I'm like
– the worst group to bother.
I mean, there's no way you can say that nicely to two black ladies. Like, hey, man. Like, they're like, well, how do you think – I'm like – watch fucking Waco, dude. Like,
yeah,
this is not a good
going.
Idea, man.
Don't get the boys.
And everyone's
going.
Like, well, actually, most terrorists are white. And it's like, Maybe so, dude. Let's not fucking hit that hornet's nest, dude. If you're being like, well, there's Middle Eastern terrorists and there's these white guys who just crush them numbers-wise, it's like, well, let's not fucking rattle that cage.
Yeah.
If that's the reality you're saying, it's like, let's not throw rocks at that bee's nest, dude.
I got in an
argument.
We
don't need white terrorists right now.
I think I talked about this. I got in an argument with this guy, this Baltimore comic. He's a black dude, and we were talking about, it was right when Vegas happened. And he was talking about how, like, white terrorism's, like, all this stuff. And he started talking about gun violence and how white people make up, like, all of it. And I was like, you know, black people shoot each other a lot, right? And he was like, oh, please. I hate that argument.
It's a fair argument.
It's like domestic terrorism in America is white men.
Oh, he's saying just terrorism-wise of, like, senseless shootings. Like,
yeah, but if you're talking just gun violence.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are carrying your fair share of the load.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And he's
like,
well, it's different because of all these. It's like, yeah, sure, it's a little different, but people are still getting shit. Tell that to the guy who got shot in the fucking head.
Exactly.
It's like, man, I wish this guy who shot me had an agenda.
Yeah, exactly, just,
he's shot in the
head. I wish this guy was politically motivated. No, that's a thing that you bring that up, people are like, tisk, tisk, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're talking about, like, just, like, Mandalay Bay psycho style, but
yeah,
he could have been a government, he could have been a patsy, you know. if you're a 45-year-old white dude, your chances of becoming a government patsy are maybe increased 10,000-fold, dude. So watch out.
Yeah,
that'd be funny them picking patsies from, like, softball games. You see some guy in, like, a pullover windbreaker and New Balance is like, perfect.
Yeah.
He's going to shoot up Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man. But but yeah, this whole thing just
I've hit my wit's end, dude. Last night I was writing in my nightly journal, dude, and
You have a nightly journal?
I have a nightly journal, yeah.
Since when?
Like,
is this part of your systems? A
couple months. Yeah, it's part of my systems. All great men journal their thoughts, but so I just wrote down, I was writing last night.
I admire your systems,
man. Dude, my system, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I don't do it every night, but if I have a problem that I feel like last night I was so fucked up about Black Panther and getting an argument with my friend and my girlfriend at the same time, I was like, I have to go to my journal, dude, to be alone with my thoughts. And I just came to the conclusion that I don't care about this shit anymore. I'm done with this shit. I don't care.
The commercialization of civil rights and activism is so fucking annoying.
Yes.
Like, Lexus doing Black Panther commercials and, like, every single... Dude, watch ESPN. There's one commercial that's just two of the anchors rapping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all hip-hop. It's all that. It's all black people. It's, dude, not Michelle Beale. Yeah, she's on one of those.
Mm-hmm.
They all are, like, trying to get their snippet online of going viral. So on each episode, they're like, what do you think about people kneeling?
Yeah.
Every fucking show.
Well, that's...
And it's like, black people need to stand up for themselves. It's like, all right, Michelle Beale, you white fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
No, everyone's
Tell
trying
me
to get
about
that.
The Packers game.
Everyone's trying to get that. Oh, she's going on like hard
people,
Demi Lauren
not necessarily just her, but I've seen her a couple times.
So
like,
that's
it's
the
just
weird
annoying.
That's the weird thing about this, because there's definitely something in the air. It's like there's this weird thing among people where it's like social change is kind of trapped in the air, and it's like advertisers are just like, they plug into it, and they're like, you want to get a Lexus? Huh? Black people, huh? Come on.
It's like, look at the Black Panther, huh? Look at this guy.
How about this?
He's getting a Lexus.
14 Lexus. Yeah, it's pretty weird to think that, like, they're... But the market dictates all that stuff, so people see that, and they're like...
Lexus is Japanese, dude.
They're Japanese?
Oh.
Well, dude, it's so weird that people get, like...
Lexus for a Black Panther!
The whole idea is to see that, plug into it, buy a Lexus, and be like, I'm somehow weirdly helping civil rights with this new Acura RSX.
The Barack... Dude, of America,
did you watch the
Alexis?
Did you watch the Putin video?
That he's like, don't vote for me, or if you don't vote for me, you're fucking gay.
Did you watch that?
No.
All right. Yeah, we got to include Gerben instead of you and me going on.
Don't.
What do you think about this?
Nah,
what's
dude,
your take?
Don't make him talk about
this. That's true, dude. This is suicide.
I just don't even have anything good to contribute. I think
it's poisonous.
I don't watch.
Keep this stuff out of your mind, movies, dude. It's poisonous.
Yeah, it's tough to watch.
You start always watching shit with this weird filter,
and
dude.
You know it's wrong, but you can't really put your finger on why, because if you say it's wrong, everyone's like, "What are you, a fucking racist?" It's like, no. It's just weird to see Lexus hop dogpile on this, or T-Mobile be like, you believe all people should be treated equally.
Yeah.
T-Mobile. Like, what?
Yes, exactly. No, and that's the, like, that is the clickbaity part of it, where it's not about, like, we need to help people. It's like, what are people yammering on about? And they're like, all right, we'll get behind that.
Yeah.
Well, I think also, too, something that I would worry about with stuff like that is when you're condescending to people, then there's like a pushback. Sure. And then you're like, well, you're just creating a nightmare scenario for all of us then, because then we're going to have people pushing back on this in a way that could...
That's not useless. That's exactly what happened. We got fucking Donald Trump.
There was an interest-
and then it doubled after Donald Trump. The last like year and a half,
we gotta let him go, dude.
Has been just
no. It's true.
Butt fucked down our throats.
Yeah.
I mean, it was before Trump with Hillary, it was getting rammed down our throats pretty hard. And with Obama, when Obama got elected, it was fucking like, all right.
When Obama got elected, it was quiet. Still cool, everything was quiet that day.
And
I remember
that made sense.
I worked construction. I remember people being like, God fucking damn it.
Well, that, I mean, that
but
was.
But everything was quiet. No one. Well, I guess people protested, but
who?
Most people, I think they had a couple people go.
Protest?
No one that Obama? I knew. No one that I knew, yeah.
There was white protests against Obama in cities?
No, not like that. Not like there was for Trump.
No, there were none.
There were just people being like, hell no, he's not my president.
Yeah, but not...
But no, not on the scale of like... It was a global scale.
And me saying that, people are going to like send us pictures of people like burning Obama in effigy. It's like, yeah, dude, that was 12 guys in Alabama.
Yeah, it wasn't Love Park.
Can't let them off the hook.
That was just like a... That was just hushed grumblings over mashed potatoes, sure. Being like, yeah, fucking damn
well,
it.
I remember. I was at Harrisburg Area Community College, 2008.
Yeah. You led the revolt, dude?
No, I was just... Me and my friend, like, everybody was wearing like the Obama shit, and it was like a sports team.
Yeah.
It was like the black guy's sports team won, and I was just like, I mean, I kind of thought he was cool too, guys. Why are you fucking throwing this in my face? It's like, I helped. I helped.
Yeah, that was when he got elected. I woke up and I was like, all right, black president, sick. And then it kept going about my day. And then, I remember I was at Drexel. Yeah. I was like, okay, sick.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, well, back to fucking my life. Doesn't
sure,
affect
of course.
Me at all.
Obama's different. And then when we got Hillary, they tried to use the same playbook of this is a monumental moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, we don't care about women that much. So fucking chill. And then also it wasn't because she was, you know.
She had too much dirt on her. Well, that's the funny thing.
What made Trump
she got
just
caught
so great.
More or less fucking with the elections, messing up Bernie Sanders' chance. And then she's like, the fucking Russians colluded against me. And it's like.
It's like, no.
You did that, too.
I know. That's the one thing that bothers me the most.
That is funny.
The Russian collusion thing, the one thing that really annoys me is they're mad at who blew the whistle. They're not mad about the crime that they committed, which was rigging their own election.
Which is
weird,
yeah.
They're like, I can't believe they caught us. It's like, look who caught us. That's not good.
Yeah, what exactly
like,
did she...
You fucking rigged the election against Bernie Sanders.
How does she do that? I remember reading the WikiLeaks, and she basically said, like... She got more airtime, and they
well, the DNC, like,
pumped
they,
her up.
They
yeah.
decided.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
DNC, and they fucked him over in, like, Nevada. I
yeah.
Think. Like, a bunch of those, like,
she got
caucuses.
She got busted. She got busted, and then she was like, these Russian motherfuckers.
It's like, yeah,
dude.
It's like the Russians. Everyone. Yeah,
that's where I tap out, dude. That's where it's just like, well, fucking.
This whole thing now is every single piece of information you receive off the internet or off TV is all fake.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
Both sides. I mean, Donald Trump's definitely a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
He's definitely a fucking mess, and it's terrible that he's in office. But also, just there's no honest piece of information out there.
Well, there's... Apparently-